The first reading for today is from Luke 10, 25 through 37. And behold, a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor, as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he encountered robbers, and they stripped him and beat him, and went away leaving him half dead. And by coincidence, a priest was going down on that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and he put him on his own animal, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I return, I will repay you. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands? And he said, The one who showed compassion to him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do the same. 1 Thessalonians 4, 1-10. Finally then, brothers and sisters, we request and urge you in the Lord Jesus, that as you received instruction from us as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel even more, for you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no one violate the rights and take advantage of his brother or sister in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you previously and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in sanctification. Therefore, the one who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Now as to the love of the brothers and sisters, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another, for indeed you practice it toward all the brothers and sisters who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers and sisters, to excel even more. Psalm 140. For the Music Director, a Psalm of David. Rescue me, Lord, from evil people. Protect me from violent men who devise evil things in their hearts. They continually stir up wars. They sharpen their tongues like a snake. The venom of a viper is under their lips. Selah, keep me, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from violent men who intend to trip up my feet. The proud have hidden a trap for me, and snares they have spread a net. At the wayside they have set snares for me. Selah, I said to the Lord, You are my God. Listen, Lord, to the sound of my pleadings. God the Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head on the day of battle. Do not grant, Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not bring about his evil planning, so that they are not exalted. Selah, as for the head of those who surround me, may the harm of their lips cover them. May burning coals fall upon them. May they be cast into the fire, into bottomless pits from which they cannot rise. May a slanderer not endure on the earth. May evil hunt a violent person violently. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted, and justice for the poor. Certainly the righteous will give thanks to your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. The final reading today is 2 Chronicles 6:7. Then Solomon said, The Lord has said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have built you a lofty house, and a place for your dwelling forever. Then the king turned around and blessed all the assembly of Israel, while all the assembly of Israel was standing. He said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to my father David and fulfilled it with his hand, saying, Since the day that I brought my people from the land of Egypt, I did not choose a city out of all the tribes of Israel in which to build a house, so that my name might be there, nor did I choose a man to be the leader over my people Israel, but I have chosen Jerusalem so that my name might be there, and I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father David, Because it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the house, but your son who will be born to you, he shall build the house for my name. Now the Lord has fulfilled his word which he spoke, for I have risen in place of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have placed the ark in which is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with the sons of Israel. Then he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the courtyard. And he stood on it, knelt on his knees in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth, keeping your covenant and your faithfulness to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. You who have kept with your servant my father David that which you promised him, you have spoken with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now then, Lord, God of Israel, keep to your servant David my father that which you promised him, saying, You shall not lack a man to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your sons pay attention to their way, to walk in my law as you have walked before me. Now then, Lord, God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you have spoken to your servant David. But will God really dwell with mankind on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this house which I have built. Nevertheless, turn your attention to the prayer of your servant and to his plea. Lord my God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eye will be open toward this house day and night, toward the place of which you have said that you would put your name there, to listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray toward this place. Listen to the pleadings of your servant and of your people Israel, when they pray toward this place. Hear from your dwelling place, from heaven, hear and forgive. If someone sins against his neighbor and is made to take an oath, and he comes and takes an oath before your altar in this house, then hear from heaven, and take action and judge your servants, punishing the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and justifying the righteous by repaying him according to his righteousness. If your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and they return to you and praise your name, and pray and plead before you in this house, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them back to the land which you have given to them and to their fathers. When the heavens are shut up, and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, and they pray toward this place and praise your name, and turn from their sin. When you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and your people Israel. Indeed, teach them the good way in which they are to walk, and provide rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. If there is a famine in the land, if there is a plague, if there is blight or mildew, if there is locust or grasshopper, if their enemies besiege them in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or plea is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, each knowing his own affliction and his own pain, and spreading his hands toward this house, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive, and render to each according to all his ways, whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of the sons of mankind, so that they may fear you, to walk in your ways as long as they live in the land which you have given to our fathers. Also concerning the foreigner who is not from your people Israel, when he comes from a far country on account of your great name and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when they come and pray toward this house, then hear from heaven, from your dwelling place, and do according to all four, which the foreigner calls to you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name, and fear you as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to battle against their enemies by whatever way you send them, and they pray to you toward this city which you have chosen and house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their pleading, and maintain their cause when they sin against you. For there is no one who does not sin, and you are angry with them, and turn them over to an enemy, so that they take them away captive to a land far off or near, if they take it too. Harden the land where they are taken captive, and repent and plead to you in the land of their captivity, saying, "We have sinned, we have done wrong, and have acted wickedly." If they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have been taken captive, and pray toward their land which you have given to their fathers and the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for your name, then hear from heaven, from your dwelling place, their prayer and pleadings, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you. Now, my God, please, let your eyes be open and your ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. Now then arise, Lord God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. Let your priests, Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your godly ones rejoice in what is good. Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember your faithfulness to your servant David. Now when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. All the sons of Israel, seeing the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and gave praise to the Lord, saying, "Certainly he is good, certainly his faithfulness is everlasting." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifice before the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. The priests stood at their posts, and the Levites also with the musical instruments for the Lord, which King David had made for giving praise to the Lord, for his faithfulness is everlasting. Whenever David gave praise through their ministry, the priests on the other side blew trumpets, and all Israel was standing. Then Solomon consecrated the middle of the courtyard that was before the house of the Lord, for he offered the burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings there, because the bronze altar which Solomon had made was not able to contain the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fat. So Solomon held the feast at that time for 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great assembly that came from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of Egypt. And on the 8th day they held a solemn assembly, because they held the dedication of the altar for 7 days, and the feast for 7 days. Then on the 23rd day of the 7th month he sent the people to their tents, rejoicing and happy in heart because of the goodness that the Lord had shown to David, to Solomon, and to his people Israel. So Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's palace, and successfully completed everything that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord and in his palace. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer offered in this place. For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, so that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there always. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, to do according to everything that I have commanded you, and keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with your father David, saying, you shall not lack a man to be ruler in Israel. But if you turn away and abandon my statutes and my commandments which I have set before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot you from my land which I have given you, and this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and an object of scorn among all peoples. As for this house, which was exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and say, why has the Lord done these things to this land and to this house? And they will say, because they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them from the land of Egypt, and they adopted other gods, and worshipped and served them. Therefore he has brought all this adversity on them.